Hello, could I have a customer come to the phone that's in there right now? Her name's Jess.
Beth?
Jess. Jess LaBrie.
Jess. Okay, just a second.
And she's sitting there tweeting.
Is she alone?
Oh, I'm not sure today. I know she's on her phone a lot. She just stares at her phone and she retweets.
Just a second.
She's retweeting shit from Amy Poehler right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jess?
It is.
Hey, this is Gary from the corporate office of the India restaurant.
Yes.
That lady, is she still there?
She is.
Oh, could you tell her, could you ask her if she has Banchode? If Banchode is there?
I'm sorry, if who is here?
Oh, Banchode.
Amchode?
Yeah, we're just... Or Matterchode.
Matterchode? She doesn't know what you're saying.
Is she Indian or is she like not Indian? You think?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, hey, listen. I'm calling from the corporate office, and I mean, God damn it, just enjoy your meal and stop retweeting Amy Poehler. Like, really? Come, are you just waiting for your food and you're bored?
This is really random.
Yeah, I know, but. It's bad for our image when people come in and they don't eat and they just sit in there playing on their phones. It's like they're bored with their food.
Well, I'm here by myself.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like...
I don't have anyone to talk to.
I don't know. It wouldn't be so... Like, if you bring a book or something, that looks sort of normal, but...
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's not against policy books, but really, tweeting. Come on. Quit tweeting. Quit playing on your phone. Just eat your goddamn food.
Okay. Well, my food isn't here yet, and my tea's kind of hot, so...
Hey, was that lady, is she an Indian, do you think? Or do you think she's more, like, American?
Probably more American.
Oh, okay. Because I was telling you to say curse words in Indian.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, Matterchode and Banchode, those are curse words. Or they're not curse words, but they're insults.
Oh, okay, yeah, so that's probably why she has no clue.
Yeah. My hope was that she was Indian, and she would get really mad and just jump over the counter and start pounding you.
That's fantastic, thank you.
But it didn't happen, so that sucks. Oh, good times.
Okay, so is this normal? Do you stalk your patrons? Yeah,
pretty much all the time. I saw you on the security camera, and I zoomed in on your screen, and I saw you were tweeting about Amy Poehler.
Nice.
And it's just, come on. She's not... Well, thanks for not getting angry with me, and...
Okay, no, it's good.
And, just tell that Matterchode that you talked to.
Tell her,
I said you can have, like, free drinks.
Free drinks? Really?
Yeah.
I'm working. That's so unfair.
She's working? You're working?
No, I'm working.
What do you mean you're working?
I'm on my lunch break.
Oh, okay.
So I can't drink, that's not fair.
Oh, well, yeah, sucks to be you.
Okay, well, thank you for a very random experience.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you sit there.
Now that you've entertained me while my food is now here.
Oh, good, yeah. I'm glad you got to get off your cell phone and onto a landline, I guess.
Okay, I'll be sure to leave a very good review.
Okay. Well, bye, you stupid Matterchode Banchode. Have a nice day. Enjoy your meal.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope she didn't spit on it since you called her a Matterchode.
I hope there's no spit in it. Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye, Banchode.
Have a good one.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to the Snowplow Show, episode 466. Today is May 21st, 2018, and today's show is sponsored by Jennifer 8 Cacti, Sean L., Lord and Lady of Veggies, Michael W., and David J.
Thanks, all five of you, for sponsoring today's show over on patreon.com/phonelosers, even though it sounds like six of you, thanks to Lord and Lady of Veggies, who's cheating and putting two names on there, sort of. Or maybe he or she is just giving themselves two titles. I think that's against the rules, too. What the hell, Lord and Lady of Veggies? Also, thank you to the new people who've signed up on the Patreon, such as Gary S. and Andrew and SP Link. And I guess that's it. Thanks, guys. Only one PLA update this week, and that is that last week I was on the Cave Crew radio show. They did basically an interview with me. They played a bunch of PLA pranks, I think four or five different PLA pranks, and had people vote on the best one. And their listeners came up with the pranks to use in the first place, so it was a bunch of stuff that I haven't heard in a while. It's kind of fun to listen to. So everybody should check that out over at cavecrewradio.com. They do a weekly show. It's three guys. It's Big B, DK, and Choo Choo Stew. Unfortunately, Choo Choo Stew was, like, having issues that night with his internet connection, so I feel very cheated. Like, why would I want to go on their show if Choo Choo Stew was barely even there? It was a bunch of bullshit is what it was. They better have me back on sometime to make up for that. But Cave Crew Radio, that's the place where you can listen to that show. Or you can search for Cave Crew Radio on your podcast app. It's a good show. I listen to them every single week. I never miss a show. That's the only update we have today. I could tell you about coins, but you guys don't want to hear about coins. Nothing's changed. I'm still working on it. That's all I'm saying about coins on this episode. Let's get started with the show.
What do you wear to answer the phone? What difference does it make? None today, but tomorrow, if video phone comes, as well it might, then people everywhere will be getting spiffed up for a phone call. With these kinds of technological advances, who knows what the future will look like?
Today, I'm going to call trailer parks, and I'm going to basically do the same thing over and over. I mean, that's what I do in every show, but I'm looking for sound bites today because I've been working on a new song, you guys, and the song's pretty much finished, but it's got all these blank spots in it, which I left in there on purpose because I want to drop some prank call clips in it. I thought I had some from the shows that I've been doing recently about trailer parks, but I went through four or five shows yesterday and I could not find stuff that just fit perfectly into the song. So I'm going to be doing a specific type of prank today, just looking for sound bites that I can use. So hopefully I can let them talk without interrupting them. And that's today's plan. Let's get started.
Welcome home to Wood. This is Rose.
Hey, Rose. I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Okay.
I was just wondering, is it possible to get like a bigger electrical box put in, like for more power?
Hold on.
Okay.
This is John.
Hey, John. I'm a tenant here. I just wanted to find out if it's possible to have the electric company come over and put in a larger power box.
Who are we talking? Who am I talking to?
This is Mark.
Mark at where?
I'm in number 112.
Well, that part, you should have 200 amps. It's probably going in there now.
Yeah, we're
going
to get about 1,000 amps.
No.
What do you mean, no?
We can't do that.
Well, I need it for something.
For what?
Well, I've been digging underneath the trailer. I've dug in, like, several levels of other rooms. And it's getting to the point where they require a lot of power.
Who is this? Who's giving me a hard time?
No, I'm not giving you a hard time.
So you're at unit 112.
Correct. This is Mark.
And you're doing what?
I've dug underneath the trailer.
Yeah, this isn't Mark.
Why do you say that?
I know Mark. You don't sound like Mark.
I sound different on the phone.
No, you're not Mark.
Yes, I am.
Well, then I'll come down there and see you, Mark.
Go ahead. See if I care. I'll show you my fucking basement, motherfucker.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you are who?
Hey, tell those ladies in the background to shut the fuck up.
Really?
Yeah, really. They're annoying. You're on the phone.
Okay.
Be like, I'm on the phone. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, I think you need to, too.
Why don't you just hang up?
Why don't you come down here and meet me at the clubhouse?
I don't want to. Why would I want to hang out with you?
Well, whatever, dude.
Yep, so you're going to hang up now. I win.
You don't win shit.
Yes, I do.
You win, so...
Hang
okay,
up the
Mark.
Just hang up the phone. Hang it up right now. Hang it up.
Why?
Because I said so. You better hang up that phone.
And if I don't?
Then we'll just sit here and talk all day. I don't care. I don't have anything better to do.
Okay.
So hang it up.
No.
You stupid dick face.
What's that?
I said you're a stupid dick face.
Better hope I don't find who the fuck you are.
You're a stupid dick face and you're going to hang up the phone.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. I know you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You better hang up that phone.
And if I don't?
Don't you have something better to do than to just sit here on the phone all day?
Don't you?
No.
Really?
Yeah, but you're working. Like, get to work. Hang up the phone and do some real work.
Okay. Oh. Hello?
Oh, listen, there she goes again. Tell her to shut the fuck up. What's her name?
Who cares? Who are you?
I already told you this is Mark.
Mark from,
112.
112. You're not Mark from 112.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what I'm talking about.
You don't even know how to hang up a phone.
You don't even know how to be quiet.
I don't have to be quiet. How do you deal with them just, like, yelling in the background, just yammering on all day?
He's carrying a conversation with some prospective tenants.
So you're cursing in the office while there's prospective tenants in there? That's hilarious.
You know what?
What?
I'll just keep you on the line, because we're looking for you.
Why are you looking for me?
Because.
Are you going to come over to 112 and say hello?
We're coming over there. But I know you're not there because you're not Mark.
Then why are you coming over there if you're so sure?
Because you're a...
Seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, just like I'm wasting time with you.
You just don't have anything better to do.
Whatever, dude.
Like, you just don't have any work to do. Like, do you ever really do any real work? Like, if you can just sit here on the phone all day?
I was in the office. Took care of, I don't have to explain anything to you anyway, so...
Then why are you on the phone? Why don't you just hang up? Sounds like I'm not worth your time.
You're not, but...
You're just staying on the line to prove yourself to me, because it matters what I think of you.
It don't matter.
Yeah, it does. Otherwise, you'd hang up.
No, I'm just keeping you on the line.
For what purpose?
Don't worry about it.
To trace the call like this is the 1970s?
Don't worry about that. I don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Why don't you have to worry about that?
Whatever, dude. Quit wasting our time.
I know. Just hang up, and it won't be a waste of your time. Just hang up the phone. Hey, look at that. I think he just hung up. I talked some sense into him. Hello? Yep, there he goes. Okay, we're not off to a very good start on my whole goal for today's show, but that was still kind of fun.
Welcome to Mobile Home Park. This is Diana.
Hey, Diana. I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Okay.
Well, not a question, really. I just needed to let you know that there's going to be some archaeologists come over today, like a whole team of them. I guess they're coming on a bus from California.
Okay.
Because of the stuff I found. I've been digging under my trailer. I've been digging out rooms underneath my trailer, like a huge bunker area, like several levels of rooms.
Okay.
And I found some things.
What space number are you in?
I'm in 236.
236.
Yep.
And you found some things.
Yeah.
Do I want to know?
well, I don't think I'm allowed to tell because they're talking about it could be a major find and everything.
Oh, really?
Yep. But I've dug about four stories underneath my trailer.
Okay.
And you know, I've been finishing the rooms down there like for the past year, been working on it.
Really?
Yep. And I just came across some things that, you know, when I got down to level number 5.
Huh.
And
what is your name?
They're very interested. This is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
What's your phone number, Roy?
It's 420-6969.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to hand you over to the manager, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, dear.
Aw, she called me dear.
Hi, this is Danielle. I'm the community manager. So Diana's handing me over the phone to speak with you just to better understand what's going on. So we understand that you've dug under your home.
Yeah, I dug out like four levels so far, and it looks nice. Like, you know, it's all finished and everything. I turned the bedroom into a staircase that goes down to the underground levels.
Okay, so you dug out under your home to build an additional room?
Well, additional levels, like several levels. Like at first it was just for storage, like extra storage. But then I went ahead and just did another level and then another. So like I've got a whole, you know, like tons more square footage basically.
Okay, so I'll have to talk with the office supervisors just because there are certain protocols to being able to do any digging because that's actually not your property, that's our property.
Yeah, I know.
The only property that's yours is your home. The property that it sits on is ours, so you weren't permitted to dig under your home.
Yeah, but I'm going to live here for a long time, and when I move out, I'll just cover it back up. It'll be like it never happened. I'll just put some plywood over it.
Okay, well, I don't think that that's going to be sufficient. I have your phone number, so I'm going to talk with them. Would you... Let's see. So you dug, you said four. How much square footage under the home have you dug?
Well, do you know how big my trailer is? Like, it's the exact size of the trailer, but there's five levels. So it's like I live in five different trailers, minus the staircase. You know, the staircase takes up a little bit.
Okay, so you've dug the same size of the same square footage as your home. You've dug that in the same width 4 to 5 times.
Yeah. Well, I've done four levels officially, and I'm on the fifth now.
Do you know how much footage have you dug down from the top of, from ground level to below? How much footage have you done there?
Oh, 8 stories. I mean, it's 8 feet per level, so 8 times 5, that's 40. I leave about a foot in between each level, a foot
so
or two.
So we're going to say about 45 feet?
Yeah, 45 feet. Something like that so far, because I'm on
45 feet under home.
Yeah, well, not. I'm still in the middle of level number 5. I'm working on level number 5.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to stop and cease any digging, and we're going to be coming out this here shortly to come take a look at. Are you home now?
Well, no, I'm not inviting you in, but I'm not really digging this week. This week I've been mostly doing drywall. Down on level number.
Well, because you've now told me and told us that you've dug under the property, that we need to come and see what's been done because you're digging onto our property.
Well, I can just send you pictures. Like, I put a library on sub-level 4.
Yes, you can send us pictures, but the owner is definitely going to want to see how much you've dug into our property.
Okay. Well, I mean, it looks really nice. It's like a huge, huge area.
It doesn't matter what it looks like or what, I mean, it wasn't your property to start digging on, and that's the concern here, because you're also digging where there are lines to other units, there's public area. You have to have permittance to do any of that kind of work.
Well, you know, I didn't dig on anyone else's property. It's just straight down, like trailer-shaped hole.
But your home is yours. The property it sits on is ours. So you've now dug into our property.
Yeah, but I don't think you guys own that far underground. I don't think anyone owns like.
Yes, we own the entire property. All 281 units. You're renting a spot from us. We own the grounds that it sits on.
Yeah, but how far down? Like if you go down far enough, you're in China. Do you own China?
Okay, well, I'll speak with the owner, and I'll let them know what's going on, okay?
Okay, well, I just don't see the problem. I just wanted some more square footage. I didn't have enough space. I didn't have enough closets or anything. And I was just going to do one level, and then one thing led to another, and then I'm doing level number 2. And I've just been at it for like a year now.
Okay, well, I will talk to them, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, but anyway, you guys might not be allowed on the property because I think at this point this is an archaeological dig site because of some...
You're allowed anywhere on the property except in your home because it's our property.
Yeah, but this is a federal thing at this point because archaeologists are coming.
Then they can come through us because it's our property.
Well, no, I don't think they have to get anyone's permission because this is...
They absolutely do because this is private property.
Yeah, I don't think you understand what I found down here. It's pretty major stuff. I can't really talk about it.
but...
I don't know what you found, but you're still digging onto property that is not yours to dig.
Yeah, well, you don't have any...
That's where I don't think you're understanding.
I've already talked to a lawyer, and I've gone to the patent office.
Okay. And, well, that has nothing to do with patenting. You're digging onto private property.
Yeah, well, no, you don't know what I found, so, like, you don't know what this involves, but
I don't know what you found. I don't need any details of what you found. I'm just letting you know that you're in violation for digging onto property that wasn't yours.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't think you know what you're talking about at this point, because
I absolutely know what I'm talking about.
The team is on the way. I've hired an attorney.
What team is on the way? Who specifically is coming to the property?
It's like a large group of people from California, mostly archaeologists and scientists.
So archaeologists and scientists are coming to the property. When is that happening?
They're going to be here this week. I think they're on the way already. It might be tomorrow.
And you don't know the name of the groups that are coming? You just...
Of course I do, but I'm not going to tell you. This has nothing to do with you. You're just not going to be able to come on the property for a while, because they've got a lot of work to do, and we're just going to be busy this week. They may have to...
And you're telling me that we can't go on your property because that's our property.
Yeah, they may just section off this entire side of the mobile home park. Like, we may have to move some other people out, because they're going to put a big tent over the trailer.
Okay, well, I will speak with the supervisor, and if we have any other questions, we'll get in contact with you.
Okay.
Okay?
And it's really cute how you're pretending you
know
what you're...
Please don't patronize me. That's not okay, and I won't accept it.
Well, you're acting like you know what you're talking
about. I do know what I'm talking about. I absolutely know what I'm talking about, so do not talk to me like that.
You haven't seen the things I've seen down there.
Okay, well, we're not talking about what you've seen. I'm talking to you in regards to liability and legal things that are happening on the property that you're telling me, and I'm giving you the answers back to them. I'm absolutely within my means to tell you that. You are absolutely not within your rights to dig under our property at all. So do not talk to me like that. It's not okay. I won't allow it. We're going to end the conversation now. We'll get back in touch with you with our supervisor.
Yeah, it's just that at this point...
Okay, thank you.
Oh, she was awesome, and I think I got a bunch of really good quotes from her. We'll have to see, but I think I can use some of that she said, which is good, because I wanted a female voice. It's like the song is just a big sausage fest. It needs a female voice in it.
Paradise.
Hey there, this is Roy. I'm one of the tenants here, and I have a question.
Yes.
I just needed to find out, I found some dog bones underneath the trailer. I've been digging underneath the trailer, digging another room. And, you guys don't want those, do you? Like, somebody buried their dog underneath the trailer?
Oh, no, we don't want them, no.
So anything we find under the trailer is okay?
Yep.
To keep?
Yeah.
Or do whatever
we... Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Because incidentally, I've been digging an entire, like, several rooms underneath the trailer, like a kind of a bunker.
Uh-huh.
And we ran into some things... We're going to have some experts come in this week to take a look.
Okay.
We found a lot of rare earth metals.
Huh.
Because I've been digging down pretty far. I'm about 30 feet underground now.
30 feet?
Yeah, I've dug several rooms, like trailer-sized rooms underneath our trailer. And I built a staircase that goes down into them.
What lot are you in?
I'm in 232.
232?
Yeah, but like you said, you don't get to keep anything that we find underneath the trailer, right? That's what you said a minute ago. Because it's not just gold; it's some like really rare stuff.
Well, if you're digging 30 feet underneath your trailer, I think we got an issue.
Yeah, but we found like a huge supply of Naquita. So we've been mining that and sending it into laboratories, and they say it's like a material unlike any that's ever been found on Earth before.
Okay.
It's
well, then
apparently got a lot of what?
If you're doing that, then you know that property, that land belongs to someone, and it's not you.
Yeah, but I'm 30 or 40 feet underground at this point, and there's a bunch of it down there. It's like a
huge... I imagine if you're 30 or 40 feet underground, you're probably illegally digging on our property.
Well, no, I don't think it's illegal. I don't think anyone owns the property 30 feet underground. That's like way down there, you know?
Yeah, well, I would venture to say we probably do. Same thing as oil rig and oil wells. You own that property, no matter how deep. So what was your name, Roy?
This is Roy, yep.
What was your last name?
Gerbel. Yeah, I was just digging like more, you know, we just wanted more room inside the trailer, and we didn't have a lot of room, a lot of closets and stuff. So we just dug an extra level underneath the trailer, and it looks nice. Like we've you know, it's furnished. I put up drywall. I wired it for electrical. It looks really good.
232.
And then, yeah, and you're in space 232.
Yeah.
Well, for one, you're not even on the lease.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in the computer. That's part of the reason that I needed.
Well, then you're digging illegally on our property.
Well, no, I needed more space so I could have my own room as well, because there wasn't enough room up here for me to have my own room with my roommate.
What street address are you at?
20 Road.
Yeah. Are you digging down there right now?
No, I'm not digging right now. I'm kind of just sanding some drywall and stuff right now. I've stopped digging for now because some scientists are going to be coming from out of state to take a look at the at the Naquadah mines.
All right. So, what do you know when they'll be here? Because we'll have the police down there for them. So.
Oh no, this isn't a police matter. This is
It is.
Why would it be?
Because you're digging illegally on our property.
Well,
you can't do that. You didn't get permission. As a matter of fact, you're not on the lease. You're not even allowed to be on property.
Yeah, but at this point, it's bigger than all
of
this.
We'll just have the police down. We'll escort you out and have arrested you because you're trespassing.
Well,
we'll have the police down there in about 5 or 10 minutes.
No, I'm
not.
Thank you. I'm not trespassing, though.
We're having a great day. This is Isabel. How can I help you?
Hey, Isabel. I'm a tenant here, and I just needed to let you know about something.
Sure, go ahead.
I've been digging underneath our trailer. We needed more space, so I started digging extra rooms underneath the trailer. And I've gotten far enough down go ahead.
You're digging underneath your trailer?
Yeah. We were just getting more square footage, you know. We just needed more storage and put an extra...
What is your lot number?
Extra bedroom, 93.
Okay. Did you get city permits for any of this work?
No, but we're going too soon because we've actually gotten far enough down now that we've... there's a small gold mine underneath the trailer, but it's about 40 feet underneath the ground. So it looks
like... What is your name?
It's going to be worth millions, potentially. This is Roy.
Are you the leaseholder?
No.
Okay, I'm going to need to speak with him. Will you have him please call me?
No, probably not. He doesn't even like me that much, and it's hard to talk to him at this point. We've had kind of
a fall. Did you buy the home from him?
Oh, no, nothing like that. We're just basically roommates, but we've got into a fight over the gold because, I mean, it's a lot of gold down there, and he wants half of it, and I told him that's not going to work because the company I've hired to come out with all the machinery to, you know, dig out the rest of the gold, they want like a portion of it. And
what
then
is
I've
your name?
Got to hire security and stuff because I know the people running the machines are probably going to try and pocket a bunch of it.
What is your name?
I already told you my name is Roy.
What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
How do you spell that?
Gerbil.
Okay.
So,
and you're a roommate then for 93?
Yeah, yep. So I'm just letting you know there's going to be a bunch of trucks here soon, a bunch of machinery. They're going to be loading it down into the pit underneath the trailer. We might just scoot the trailer out of the way for a little bit.
Okay. All of that is going to need to, okay, so if the home is going to be moved, and I'd be happy to explain this to the leaseholder, whom I will actually give a call right after we disconnect. There's only so much I can discuss with you, being that you're not a leaseholder here at yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I will let you know in advance that any work that's going to be done needs to be approved through the city, and you do need a permit for that.
Yeah, we're going to do that soon. Like, I just didn't have the money to before, but I've gotten my gold appraised, mm-hmm. and it's worth like $50,000 so far, what I pulled up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to use that money to get some permits.
Okay. All right. What is the contact number for you if I need to reach you?
420-6969.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ray.
It's Roy. It's not Ray.
R-O-Y?
Yeah, it sounded like you said Ray.
I said Roy.
Oh,
but thank you for calling.
I'm just saying you should probably have a little bit more respect because I'm potentially going to be a billionaire soon.
Okay, it was nice talking to you, Roy.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, man, I was hoping she'd pick up the phone again. That one disconnected right away. I'd love to be able to pick up the call when she tries to call the actual guy. Got zero quotes from that lady. Hey there, I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to ask a question.
Okay.
Is it possible that I can have the electric company come over and wire up more electrical panels?
Let me have you speak with Jim.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here. I just need to find out if I can... The electric company says I have to get your permission to install a bunch of new electrical panels because we want to bring about 2,000 amps in.
Where are you going to do this at?
In the trailer. We're just going to wire them up on the wall in the trailer.
What you do in your trailer, is that trailer yours or are you buying it from me?
No, it's basically yours, but... I've been digging underneath the trailer, like digging extra rooms, extra levels, and it's requiring a lot of energy. And, I've got a lot of machinery and stuff down there, and our the power that we have up there right now just can't keep up.
Well, you know what? I'd have to change the pedestal and stuff, and that's $4,000 or $5,000 to do that.
Whatever. It's fine. It'll be worth it.
No, I'm not doing that. Well, how many amps is the pedestal?
I think it's just 60 or 100 or something right now. It's definitely not enough. That's all I know.
I don't know what to tell you. Because if it's my house, don't mess with it.
Yeah, but I've been digging underneath the trailer.
Well, you're down to the water lines and everything else under there, right?
Yeah, well, it's okay. I've waterproofed the walls and everything. Nothing's leaking. It's fine.
Okay, what trailer is this?
This is number 102.
102?
Yeah.
All right, I have to go look at it.
Oh, no, I don't want you to. You can't come in right now. I wanted to find out about the electric. That's all.
No, I'm not changing the pedestal. It's going to stick with 100 amp. That's it.
Okay, it's just...
I'm not going to put out $5,000 just to make somebody do something, that's out of this world because I've had too many fires in these trailers.
Yeah, well, what if I pay for
electrical
it?
Electrical problem. Well, unless, even if you got the city approval, I'm mm-hmm. still going to leave the pedestal like it is.
Okay. It's just that we have, I've wired lights up and everything downstairs underneath the trailer, like in the basement levels and all the sub levels.
Yeah, but who told you could do that?
Nobody.
Well, you need to get my permission before you go digging or doing anything like that.
Oh, it's too late.
This is my property. You're cutting in on my property. The trailer's the only thing that you're buying. You're not buying the property.
I know, but we just needed more space. The trailer wasn't big enough, so we've got more bedrooms now, more storage, and it's six levels deep now. We're working on the seventh level.
You know what? That's, I mean, you got a hole down there that's longer than stuff, you know. I mean, you can't be digging in my grounds without my permission. And send, you know, that right there is good for an eviction.
No, I don't think so, because, like, at this point, I own all the underground portion of the property.
It doesn't matter if you own the underground stuff. That trailer is sitting on my property. That property that you're digging out is my property. It's not yours. It's not the city's. It's not anybody else's. It's my property.
Yeah, but I live here.
And so. You can't dig. You can't dig under on my property unless you get the okay from me. And you didn't get the okay from me.
Okay, well, this is a huge
hole.
It
doesn't matter. It's still, you got to get my okay. You just can't start doing things on your own.
Oh,
you got to
okay.
ask me first.
Well, is it okay?
You didn't ask me.
Is it okay if I keep going? Because I want to go down to about level 10.
How deep are you right now?
About 70 feet. We're doing about 8 foot per level. And, you know, there's a couple feet in between each level. About 70 feet. 70 feet underground. It's like it's basically like a skyscraper, but underground.
No, you can't do that, man. You're going to have to put all that back, take all that shit out of there.
Oh,
it's either that or I'll just send it over to the lawyer and have her do an eviction.
Yeah, we don't even have
bottom line.
We don't even have the dirt anymore, though, because I've been...
Well, like, you're going to have to find the dirt because I got, you know, that 100 tons of dirt is a lot of dirt. And some of these ground set homes are sitting on the ground, have 6 or 7 foot holes underneath of them. So it takes me 100 tons. You're down 70 feet. That's going to cost me about, Jesus Christ,
yeah,
400 or 500 tons of dirt to fill it back up.
Something like that. It's been a lot of work just to get rid of it all.
Well,
but like,
you know what?
The whole,
you know what? I'm done talking to you, man, because you did something that you weren't supposed to do. You didn't ask me. You just went on your own and did it. Whether you're making apartments or whatever you're doing underneath the ground, that's kind of suspicious to me. So today my wife is going to send it over to the lawyer, and we'll just deal with it there.
Okay, but...
Because you can't do that. You can't do that, man. It's in the rules.
Okay.
You read your rules, and it'll tell you. You can't do nothing on this property without my permission. And that's either fences or whatever the case may be. You can't do it without me saying yes or no.
Okay, but this hole
right.
is
well,
it's as big
it doesn't
as the
matter. It doesn't
hey,
matter.
Shut up. It's
you
as
dug
big
a
as
hole,
the...
You dug a hole, and you weren't supposed to dig it. And that kind of throws a red flag up to me. So, you know what, it's just going over to the lawyer. You can find somewhere else to live because you will go to court with me. Bye.
I'm not leaving. I ain't going anywhere. I got some pretty good quotes from that guy. Maybe I can use those. But really, I'm thinking that first lady I talked to, I think she might be perfect for the rest of the song.
Home community, this is Joyce.
Hey, Joyce. I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Sure.
I just needed to find out about ownership of anything we find underneath the trailer if we dig about 50 feet underground.
No, now what? I'm not following you.
Oh, well, we've dug, I've dug a huge bunker underneath our trailer, underground, about the size of the trailer, and it's about 5 stories deep right now. And
who is this?
My name is Roy.
Roy.
Yep, Roy Dunn.
Okay, I don't have you as a resident.
Oh, it's under Sean Dunn.
I don't have Sean Dunn.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. I'm just a roommate anyway.
What lot are you in?
It's 42A.
Okay, you're an oh, not plum.
Oh, okay.
So, do they know you've dug that?
No, they don't know. I figured they'd tell me I couldn't do that. But at this point, they'll probably be happy because we found gold. After we got about 50 feet underground, there's a huge gold mine underneath the ground.
Okay.
And if they're cool about it, we're going to share it with them. If they want to be jerks, we'll just keep it for ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, go ahead and transfer me.
I can't transfer you. You'll have to. Let me get you the number,
okay?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You don't have the number of the office there?
No, that's why I'm calling you.
All right. Hold on. All right. Let me find it.
It's taking you long enough.
We'll have to sign into my contact.
Okay. I hope I don't die of boredom while you're looking it up.
I'm sure you'll be all right.
Ah.
All right. 520.
I'm practically a millionaire. I shouldn't have to deal with this. Okay. 520. I'm going to call him.
All righty.
Hello?
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 Hey. What's up?
Yes, can I help you?
Oh, did I reach the trailer place? Because you just said hello.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is Kevin. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
Why is
tenant.
That?
Tenant.
Well, I live here.
Okay,
you know,
what can I help you with?
I just needed to find out if, like we're going to have a bunch of trucks coming in soon with machinery. They're going to be doing a bunch of underground digging and mining underneath our trailer. And I just thought I'd let you know so you weren't concerned about all the trucks showing up.
Mining under your trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like...
You got the wrong number. Who did you call?
What do you mean I got the wrong number? Like, I live on road.
Okay, and this is who?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, you live on what number?
40.
40. Okay, I don't have anybody by the name of Kevin living on 40. So you have the wrong number.
No, I don't. I wouldn't be on the lease. That's my roommate is the one that's on the lease. You idiot.
Okay, what's your real name? What?
I said you're an idiot.
What did you just say? Fuck you, motherfucking piece of shit. Fuck you. Who the fuck are you, bitch?
Well, you're not listening to me. I'm trying to explain something, you
fuck
idiot.
Fuck you, you goddamn pussy-ass motherfucker. Fuck you, pussy-ass bitch. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Why are you
show your fucking ass.
Why are you being like that?
Show your fucking ass. Where are you at?
I'm in 40. I was trying to
explain. All right, I'll be right there, bitch.
You know what? I'm not going to share what I found with you. Oh, there he goes. No gold for him. I'm looking on whitepages.com, and I'm trying to use names that are actually there, but, you know, they can be out of date, of course. So apparently Kevin moved out of that place.
Not to help you.
Hi there. I'm a tenant here, and I needed to let you know about something.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a bunch of trucks showing up here at our trailer soon. A bunch of mining and digging trucks. Several mining companies are going to be here. And I just didn't want you to be concerned when all these trucks showed up, all these commercial trucks and dump trucks and everything. Like just a massive amount of machinery is going to be coming in here this week.
Okay, for?
For mining. I've been digging underneath my trailer.
Okay.
I've dug several levels of rooms underneath my trailer.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just for more space, basically, more square footage. But once I reached about 50 feet underground, we actually found a mine of rare earth metals.
On our property?
Yeah, yep. So
what unit's that?
76. So there's going to be a bunch of trucks here, a bunch of employees. They're probably going to be here for a few months while we clear out this mine and, you know, divvy up all the profits between us, me and my roommate.
Okay, well, you might have called the wrong place because I don't have a Unit 76 here on this property at all.
I didn't say, I said 35.
No, you said 76.
No, 35. I've got a recording of it. I'm recording this call.
Oh, that's fine. And who's the tenant? What's your name?
Roy Delgado.
And you said do you live in the home?
Yeah, I live here. I'm the roommate. There wasn't a bedroom for me, so I dug underneath the trailer so I could have, you know, my own room, my own space and everything, and then I did another level and another level. I've been just kind of been at it for a while now. But it paid
off. Yeah, I kind of really find that hard to believe.
Why?
But given the circumstance, I mean, you can obviously tell the owner tomorrow when he does come here, so I'll send him straight over to your house so you can show him exactly what you're talking about.
No, I'm not inviting him over. It's going to be really busy here with all the trucks.
It's his property, though, so I'm going to let him know exactly what you're doing. And a matter of fact, I will give him a call right now and have him give you a call.
Why don't you just put him on three-way or just give me his number. I'll call him.
I can't do that.
Oh, I can. I have three-way here. Just give me his number. I'll put him right on.
That's the thing. He's in. I can't do it like right now.
I see.
I'm fixing to go into a meeting with him here in the next 15 minutes, so that's going to kind of be impossible for me to do.
Oh, I'll just hold for 15 minutes. Just have him come on the phone in 15 minutes. But why are you saying you don't believe me? Why do you say it's hard to believe?
Because I have not seen anything around that unit that addresses anything like that. They're very quiet people, and they stick to themselves, and there hasn't been any type of commotion going on over there.
Yeah, not yet. I'm saying the trucks are going to be here this week.
Okay, so when this week?
Probably on Wednesday. They're trying to reserve the trucks right now and all the mining equipment. We're going to need to move the trailer over about 10... What? What are you laughing?
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. No, I'm just writing everything down. So you said your name is Roy Delgado.
Yeah, you can laugh.
And actually, I'm fixing to go over there right now and speak with the owners of the house.
Okay, you know, you can laugh if you want, but I'm going to be a millionaire over
okay,
the next
that's fine.
Few months.
More
so.
Power to you. You know, yeah. I hope you, you know, live very comfortable and well.
I will. Better than you.
So, but I will go down there right now, and I will go talk to the owners of the house and see what's going on.
Okay, but you can't come down in the basement because, it's just a secure area. You can't come down here.
Okay, that's fine.
You're not allowed.
I do have your phone number right here, though, so I will make sure that I pass it on to upper management, and then they can deal with you personally.
That'd be great. I'd appreciate it. They'd probably be more respectful than you.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a good day.
I didn't say thank you.
Alrighty.
Show
bye.
Some respect. I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire.
This is Cindy. How can I help you?
Hey there. I'm a tenant here, and I just had a question.
Okay.
Is it going to be a problem if we're going to modify our electrical panel so that it supports the electric company's coming in, the power company, and they're going to give us an extra 3,000 amps?
No. Are you sure you got the right park?
Yeah, 1300 away.
What space?
329.
I don't know. I don't think you can do that.
Oh, no, we can do it. I've already got it set up in here. They just got to come and hook it up, give us the extra amps. They got to put more amps in the box.
Why?
We need it. We need the extra power for all of the equipment that we have downstairs.
You're going to have to talk to the owner about this. I know nothing about this and if this can be done or not.
Oh, no, it can be done. We've already talked to them. I just wanted to make sure it was okay with you.
No, I'm not. No, as far as I'm concerned, no, you can't do that. But you need to talk to Kim, who's the owner of the park.
Where is she? Put her on the phone.
Let me give you her phone number.
Okay.
Her phone number is 510.
Wow, all the way in California. Okay, let's call her.
She's. You'll need to call her.
I'm calling her right now. Putting her on three-way. I already told the power company, though, that you guys are okay with it. So they're coming tomorrow.
Hey, Kim. Oh, shit, she's not answering.
Yeah. That's Kim for you. We just need it to power all the mining equipment underneath the trailer, though.
Back as soon as possible.
What?
I would leave her a message.
Oh, I did. The voicemail didn't even pick up. So I just hung up on it.
And try her again.
Okay. What was your name again?
My name is Cindy.
Okay.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail for Kim. I'm away from my phone. Please leave me a message and I'll return your call. Thank you.
Can we leave a joint message so it'll be cute?
Just leave
at the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for
leave
more options.
To call you back ASAP.
Hey, Kim. This is Roy. I'm in Unit 329. Cindy just gave me permission
No, I did not give any permission, and Roy doesn't live in that house anyway.
Yeah, I do. No, I do. Yeah, I do.
No,
I just...
you got the wrong park.
No, I'm on the way.
No, because there's no Roy that lives in 329.
No, I'm the roommate. I wouldn't be on the lease.
No. No.
Anyway.
No. There's something wrong here. This is not... You're, no. 602.
Anyway, Cindy gave me permission to upgrade the...
No. No, damn it. No. Let me call Kim myself.
You said I could, though.
No, I'm calling Kim, and we're calling you right back. Your number is 602-420-6969?
Yeah.
All right, we'll call you back.
But yeah, Cindy?
Because you don't live in 329.
No, I do. Like, James is my roommate.
Well, no, because you... Then you got... No, I got to call Kim. No.
Okay, but look, I've been digging underneath the trailer. I have my own room underneath.
I'm calling Kim right now.
No, she's already on the phone. Like, I called her. She won't pick up.
I will call her, and we will call you right back. No.
Anyway, thanks for the permission for
no,
the electrical.
No.
She hung up, Cindy. I was just prank calling her. You're like, don't even worry about it, Cindy. I don't really live there. I'm a prank caller from out of state. Just let her know that I was just messing with her. I was trying to tell her that I was going to install more amperage, and then I was digging out underneath the trailer. Yeah, just tell her it was a joke. Just tell her I'm a friend of yours. And we were just joshing with her. Just joshing her together. That's all. Just play this message for her. I command you, Kimb. All right, bye. Oh, man, I could not hold it together when she kept telling me no. I kept having to mute the mic and stuff so I could laugh. That lady was hilarious. I think that's going to do it for today's show. I've done two full cities worth of trailer parks here. Or, excuse me, mobile home parks. Apparently you don't call them trailer parks anymore. But I think I've got enough material here to throw into a song. Let's listen to some voicemails. And while the voicemails are playing, I'll do some quick editing on the song. We'll see how it turns out.
Brad, it's Pepe.
Hey.
Something happened to me this week. Like, historically, I have incredibly shitty birthdays. Like, I've had death on my birthday, arrest, my car impounded,
LOL.
Serious personal injury. The list goes on. They just get worse every year. But this year, I was blessed by the cactus. On the day of my birthday, an envelope came in my mail, and it received, and in it was a gift that I could never fathom would happen. And now I'm a happy Pepe. I got my coin, and my life is complete, and my birthdays no longer suck ass. And what is the coincidence
it's
that
a new
I received
trend,
that coin
is what it is.
On my birthday exact? Impossible.
Yep.
So
what
I
are
really
the odds?
Appreciate the personalized birthday gift. That was very thoughtful of you.
One in 365.
Whatever does. Fuck them all.
Yep.
And
I'm the only one that cares
you.
About you.
And thank Cactus. Thank Cactus. This happened. All right. Bye.
Bye, St. Pepe. Glad you enjoyed the coin. But, you know, kind of rude of you to rub that in to all the international people that haven't received their coins yet, because I'm too much of a hobo to send them. I will be finishing up all the mailing out of the Kickstarter coins this week, probably tomorrow. Just so y'all know, they are on the way this week, I promise. At least the Kickstarter people. The Patreon people, you might have to wait a few more days, probably just till the end of the week instead of the beginning of the week. I'm getting close. I'm almost there. Sorry it's taken so long.
Hey, Brad, it's not Crimson.
Hey.
Just wanted to leave you a voicemail and say good job at the show. New listener.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Careful.
That you're throwing out there. And sitting here with my kids. My kids love it. My kids barely speak English, but at least they know what the Snowplow Show is. And that's
all that matters
in life.
Yep.
So goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Glad you're enjoying it. Glad you're raising your kids right.
Hi, Brad. It's Max Power. So
hey, Max Power.
I just had a quick question.
Okay.
You did a call, and I don't know if it was you or somebody else, but this was like way, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you called this guy named Roy, and you kept asking if he was home. Now, it didn't sound like you, and I don't remember that much of the call, but you kept saying, like, is Roy home? And I faintly remember the call, and I'm not sure if it was somebody that you knew who did that. And I was just wondering if you could find that call. I would love to hear it again.
Nope.
Anyways, I was just wondering. Anyways, Cactus Cactus.
I think you're making all this up. I have never heard of that call. Maybe one of the listeners knows what you're talking about, but I don't know what that is. I don't remember doing something like that, but I don't remember anything.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's Will here.
Hey.
A minute since I called in, but just wanted to call in today because I've had fucking tonsillitis for this past fucking week, man. I've
oh,
been
darn.
Stuck in bed, haven't been able to eat shit, but I've been listening to a lot of the Snowplow Show.
By the way, thank you, Google Voice, for editing out the words fucking and shit, because I would have been totally offended if I had seen those in the transcript. I mean, never mind that they're actually in the audio, and I can hear what he's saying, but thank God they edit the words off of the screen, because I wouldn't have been able to handle that. I would have lost my mind if I saw the fucking word in my transcript.
Ooh,
holy
and,
shit.
Honestly, man, it's been like one of the only things keeping me going, Brad. So,
yay.
I mean that sincerely, man. Thanks
I'm
for
glad.
All the good content, and keep up the good work.
I'll try.
Like that one guy likes us to say.
Yep.
Bye.
Fuck that guy. Really, though, what's the point in editing out the fucking word if it's still in the audio? If they're going to edit it out of the text transcript, they should be bleeping it out of the audio automatically for me. Come on, Google Voice, get with it. Don't just censor some of the things. Censor it all.
Hey, man. I just got all my four wisdom teeth taken out. I just wanted to let you know this is your podcast all the way through.
Okay.
Yay. They gave me nice oxide.
If you guys can't understand them, I can mostly understand them because of the Google transcript. It's surprisingly accurate today. H got his wisdom teeth taken out. That's why we can't understand him.
Well, I'm watching this, and I'm bleeding right now, but I'll listen to your podcast.
That's
yay, I'm missing people, yo. All right, I'm pretty numb. I'm going to go, I don't know, do something else.
All right, whatever you said. Hope you feel better, H. I mean, your complaints are kind of petty compared to the guy before you, but whatever.
I'm a first-time caller, and I want to tell you why the animals are being mutilated, and I also want to tell you what's going to happen to the human race. My take is, I was abducted, and also the gray aliens have been into my life since I was 8 years old. All right, here's why they're mutilating the animals.
All right, I would let this go on, but it's 2 minutes and 49 seconds. And by reading the transcript, it's just a bunch of alien stuff. And it's obviously a recording. Why are you playing a recording into my voicemail?
Well, listen here, Roy. I'm getting tired of you.
Oh, shit.
You're a son of a cactus.
Hey, nobody calls me a son of a cactus. Your mom's a son of a cactus.
We like marshmallows, marshmallows are good for me. We like marshmallows, marshmallows make me pee.
That was great. Thanks for the voicemail, I guess.
Hey, Brad. It's hey. Me, Daltron.
Hey, Daltron.
I'm on the verge of, I'm about to call my work and say I'm quitting. So if you can help me out with that. I would like it if you can just help me out with recording it.
No, I refuse.
Whatever you can do, because...
I can tell you this. Here is a good way to record your call to your work. Just go to spoofcard.com, sign up for one of their prepaid calling cards. It's like 10 bucks for, I don't know, a certain amount of credits. I think like an hour or something of credits. Probably more than that. I don't remember. But that's the service that lets you call anywhere and change your phone number. But, you know, you don't care about changing your phone number. You just want to record your call. But SpoofCard does that, too. They record your calls, and they store them online for you. And that's what you should do. Go to spoofcard.com and record your calls.
I'm over it. I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fuck those people.
You're not going to hear this part until, like, 2 months.
Tell them to take this job and shove it.
Here.
That's what you say.
Hopefully, if you hear it now, let me know. So I can freaking call my work, tell my stupid supervisor I quit.
Yeah,
and you can
do it.
Fuck with them while I'm doing it. So
why me? No, I don't. What? Why would I be involved? That's weird. Do it yourself, weirdo.
Hey, Roy. This is Rupert here.
Nuh-uh.
Mr. Tomato Head.
Oh, okay. I was fooled.
I've been enjoying the... Will it flush? But you seem to run into an issue every time they ask you who your roommates are. Maybe maybe the phone losers community can come up with some nicknames to use, like your roommates are TT and Flash.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something inventive like that.
They should.
So,
I guess.
There you got it.
Thanks. Really, I should start using more common names instead of Roy. Just say my name's Mike or John or whatever. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, John. I know John.
Bread.
Hi, I just wanted to call and sing a song that I wrote for you. It's about bread, because I like bread. You can buy a whole loaf of it, and you could feed it to the birds if you don't have any friends.
That's true.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks for the song. It's a great song.
Hey, Brad. My name's Buffy Driscoll. This is my first time calling in. I've been listening for about 9 years now, but I want to send you a list of apartment complexes
in
New Jersey.
Good. So, do it.
I don't know what else to say. I'm a very awful person. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. 9 years. Holy crap. It's a long time.
Hey, Brad. What's going on, my man?
Hey.
This is I Regret Jumping, dude. I was just hanging out right now with Cody No Name, man. We're getting totally baked, dude.
Wow.
We're hanging out right now. We're going on traveling together.
Yes, I think this might not be I Regret Jumping,
man.
But I'm not sure.
Times,
it's hard to tell.
See you later, Brad. See you later,
right.
Bro.
Bye, I Regret Jumping. Great voicemail.
Hey, Brad, new listener. Just wanted to let you know you're doing a great job. Timmy Boo sent me your way. Now, just curious, I use BeyondPod, and I was curious if there's a way to get more Snowplow show, because I've maxed it out, and
nope.
I'm just curious.
You're fucked. You've got them all.
I'm probably a hobo and don't understand it, maybe. But, you know, it's just, Brad, keep up the great work, and if you could answer that question, that'd be awesome.
There are definitely secret shows, just like Tim does. I basically stole everything I do from Timmy Boo. You can sign up for the extra shows at patreon.com/phonelosers, or if you want to do it just like Tim does over Distorted View, it's phonelosers.com/cactus. But that whole system sucks. Just use Patreon. It's better.
Hey, Brad. It's Lynn. I'm calling in from a payphone in East Lansing, Michigan. I love the show. I just want to let you know I'm working on a project where people can call in to a toll-free number and complete a number of challenges. Hoping that'll be done in the next 3 weeks.
They do what?
Keep you posted and give you the number for all the PLA listeners to call and have some fun with the challenges. Anyway, keep up the great work.
Okay. I have no idea. Wow, that was loud. I have no idea what you're talking about. Something about challenges and toll-free numbers and different cities. Whatever it is, it sounds fun.
Brad, hey, Brad.
Hey.
You need to do more Comcast complainer calls because I was just listening to your show from 2014, I think it was, and you go on their Facebook page and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's been a while.
You should go get them because I'm sure nothing's changed with Comcast. So
I should do that.
Yep.
Why haven't I done that lately? It's been years since I did that. I'm going to write that down as something I need to do soon. That was the last voicemail, so that's the end of today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Jennifer 8 Cacti, Sean L., Lord and Lady of Veggies, Michael W., and David J. for sponsoring today's episode. If you like this show, you should definitely go to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up to support the show. If you sign up, you get a bunch of hobosodes, which are shorter shows, but there's no voicemails usually on them, and much shorter intros. And there's an archive of, I don't know, like 104 episodes now. I did one last night, and I did one today, this morning, before I did this show, where I called up a list of campers, people who camped in a state campground, from a list that Michael sent me. And I accused people of giving snake eyes, I accused one guy of killing a state bird with his BB rifle, and I accused his grandson of firing toy arrows into this other lady's trailer. It was a pretty weird hobosode last night and this morning. Definitely go check those out. So while the voicemails were playing, I was hard at work editing the song and putting clips into it from today's show. I'm totally not making this up. While I was listening to the voicemails and responding to them, I was editing the song together on another screen here. And it's all put together now, so I'm going to play it. Hopefully you guys think it sounds okay with the clips that I picked out from today's show. This is the first song I've done in about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years now, I think. Wasn't Flip All the Switches the last one I did? I don't really have a title for this one. You guys have to come up with the title for me. Here it is. Enjoy.
You have no right to do what you're doing. You're totally out of line.
I have never heard of anybody doing what you have done. This property is not yours, and you do not cut up a floor of a piece of property that is not yours.
It all started out innocently enough. My mobile home didn't have nearly enough square footage. The closets were full, the whole place was a mess. Till I got a great idea for more space. It was genius, cut a hole in the carpet. Then I broke into the floor, an average-sized opening with a large trap door. I started shoveling dirt for 6 days and nights till I had a trailer-sized hole with an 8-foot height. I finished all of the walls and the ceiling and the floor. I turned half into a man cave and half into storage with a bar and a piano and video games. In the middle, there's a pool table. It's so insane, and it would have been fine if I just stopped there. Wired up the lights and ductwork to condition the air. But once I was done, I knew I just wasn't through. So I built a new staircase down to sub-level 2. Later, I'm 5 levels deep, a massive trailer-shaped hole, and it's all just for me. I've got a fully stocked library on sub-level 4, with mahogany bookshelves and a copper penny floor. On the level under that, I found dinosaur bones. I sent pictures to a paleontologist from my phone. He said, it's a major find, please call the press. But then my landlord would get involved, and that'd be a mess. So I'm keeping this quiet as I continue to dig, blasting straight through the rocks with my custom-made rig, hauling tons of earth up all these stairs. When the big one hits, I'll be the only one prepared. I'm so obsessed with digging all night and day that I barely have time to use my new arcade. But that's okay, I'm nearly finished this time. Once I finish up the swimming pool on sub-level 5...
That you dug out under your home to build an additional room. That's actually not your property, that's our property. So you weren't permitted to dig under your home. I'm going to ask you to cease any digging, and we're going to be coming out here shortly. Your home is yours, the property it sits on is ours. So you've now dug into our property.
Okay, shit's getting real, you won't believe what I found. Once I reached about 100 feet underground, a giant cavernous room about as big as our city. Abandoned long ago by a race of giant beings, there's some oversized stairs leading further down. With cone head skeletons scattered all around, they've got intricate carvings on every surface. And it looks like the robots are all still in service. The technology is more advanced than our own, with weird-ass computers all embedded into stone, displaying hieroglyphics all over the walls. Powered by crystals and weapons-grade Naquadah, you'd think I'd be happy with all of this space, finding dinosaur bones and an ancient race. I promised myself I'd stop at sub-level 10, but like Thelma and Louise, I'm gonna just keep going.
I don't know what you found, but you're still digging onto property that is not yours. The owner is definitely gonna want to see how much you've dug into our property.
Hey, could you tell that grouchy old man that I'm just a prank caller? I actually live in Montana. I don't live on the property. I didn't dig a hole. That's ridiculous. How could he believe that?
So why are you prank calling?
Because seemed like a funny idea at the time. But, you know,
it's not really funny. You should probably get a job.
No. There we go. Crisis averted. He won't bother the police now.